you. I do love my birch beer.
America.
Wow. Buy a dinner first.
Are you deep throating the bottle?
No, that would be like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Pull Nothing podcast.
I'm your host,
Salsa.
James. Fuck.
And it's
here's how we get to start the new year, bitches.
Happy New Year.
The most impressive thing is that she managed to pop the top while it was in there.
Yeah.
That's some serious throat.
Serious skills,
throat muscles
guys.
Right there.
You thought you knew how to swallow things.
No, I had a church key throat right there. That's something to put on your resume.
That was Nick Damon High School.
This is what makes me popular.
Wow.
Guys and girls alike, honestly. I was going to say the guys, but nah.
Yeah.
Chicks dig a church key. What? I don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know
anymore.
What that means, but it was dirty.
I have questions I don't want to answer.
We should drink something.
Yeah, we should.
What are we drinking?
This is a gift from a new friend.
Ooh. Oh, so a new friend. So it could be poison.
It could be.
But you have to ask yourself.
Is it a new work friend or is it a new, like...
New date friend.
Oh, okay. a new friend.
Yes.
Okay, well, what do we have?
This is Björk liqueur from Iceland, birch.
Liqueur from Iceland.
Yes.
And Jenna, what do you got?
Well, I've got birch beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm doing a sober month, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between and outside of that spectrum. But yeah, I'm still gonna take a tiny sip of what they're drinking because I gotta know.
Fill your nose with it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we are.
All right. That needs.
I kind of dig it.
It's okay, but I feel like it needs mixing with something.
Yeah, it's got like a cherry, like a super tart cherry.
Yeah, it's
flavor.
It's it starts out with a bubblegum cherry flavor, and then but it's really dry.
Yeah,
very dry.
Yeah,
it's one of the driest liqueurs I've ever had.
All right, here's what you do.
Yeah.
You make yourself. Get some orange juice.
Yeah.
And get some vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Swap this out for grenadine.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And we're going to call that shit face sunset? I don't know. Something.
Tequila sunset because
well, no,
you're going down.
what's one of Björk's famous songs?
Human behavior.
It's so quiet.
Or you're falling in love. Yeah. All is full of love. All is full of love.
I don't actually know many Björk songs. I'm just thinking about it, going, I don't actually think I like the one popped into my head, and I was like, no, that's Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Well, it's only 27.5% alcohol.
Jesus Christ.
No, it I think a dry bubblegum cherry is the way to describe that.
Yeah. Oh, it's like aside from it being like the there's a particular kind of cherry, like a dried cherry, like you would have in a fruitcake or something.
Not a maraschino, but
like a dehydrated cherry. That's exactly the flavor that I'm getting. Is it if you get a bag of dried fruit and you grab one of the cherries out?
Oh, I was going. I'm Bing.
Oh,
I was going for a Bing.
Yeah, I get that too.
Bing, Bing. Where's the sound thing? God damn it,
oh,
Salsa!
No.
You rearranged. You
it's
cleaned.
Right there.
Oh God!
Far away.
I was recording.
Yeah. Now we're doing the same thing. There we go.
There.
Okay. All is right.
Better. Oh God.
That was close.
God.
I don't know how we would have made through it.
Anyway,
I'm
drinking it out of a tiny log.
It is the seventh day of this 2020, which means we haven't recorded in a couple weeks. And
no. There were podcasts.
I hope everybody enjoyed those.
I do have one regret. We should have marked the Christmas episode, Do Not Open... Until Christmas.
Yeah, I agree.
We should have done that.
I agree.
And because then I would feel way less guilty.
But you know what they say, hindsight is 2020.
Fuck you. Get out.
So there's that.
So it's been a few weeks. So yeah. We have...
How many messages did we get on that?
A few. I think the less said about that, the better.
However, we've gone through...
Eric Thompson was like, yeah, I opened it up and saw that it was 8 minutes, and I said, something's fucky.
I love how he said, we're not going to talk about that, and then James proceeded to talk about that.
That seems right.
Yep.
That's kind of.
But it has been New Year's and it has been Christmas since we have last spoken to each other. So, hey guys, what you been up to?
Well, New Year's and Christmas.
Oh well, good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, those happened.
Me too. Weird.
Yeah.
Super.
God.
Weird. Not me. I had Thanksgiving.
That seems right.
Well, yeah, that seems accurate.
Salsa is a little slow.
Oh yeah, a lot. Thanksgiving 2018.
Oh jeez. He's just finishing his meal. He eats a
man, lot. Like, I know you got Farm Boy Slow going on, but Jesus Christ. So, for Christmas, I went down to Kansas City with my boyfriend.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, we spent a week down there.
Ooh.
Week and a day. There was a lot that we did.
Of the Saturday Night Live Banging on the Daybed song. When you go to visit the family for Christmas and you bang on
the daybed. Anyway, moving on.
So, Joe's mom is a very sweet Southern lady of class and good standing. We spent the week at her house. Mm-hmm. So she puts us in a room. There are two twin beds.
Yeah.
And you pushed them together.
Of course we pushed them together.
All while locking eye contact with her.
No, we didn't do it in front of her. I'm sure she knew about it,
iron frames dragging on the floorboards.
No, they actually have rolly wheels. I wonder if we're not the first people. So anyway.
No, probably
not. Right. But this leads into a fun story of... Mm-hmm. So one of the things... that you do when you go to Kansas City is you drink.
I mean, that's kind of what I do wherever I go.
Yeah, a lot. Sure. Like, the bars there, some of them don't close until 5 a.m. Hmm. So, they're not sending you home at 2. They're not kicking you out at 1:30. They're like, yeah, they just keep going.
So, do people just get powerfully
wasted? Oh, yeah. And
do you know why?
People, you mean...
There's nothing else to do.
There is jazz and there's barbecue.
Which both involve drinking until 5 a.m. Yeah. So,
I mean...
You can get both of those in that same bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we did. So,
to be fair, Kansas City barbecue is pretty great.
It's the best. I've heard. It's so good. So, there was one particular evening that we got back... wasty as fuck all. And we went to cuddle on the smushed together beds.
Oh no.
And the problem with smushed together beds
is they're on wheels.
That are on wheels.
Track. Yeah.
So my boyfriend ended up very slowly.
Sinking. Like
crawling through the bed.
And you're like no, Artax, fight the sadness.
Over the course of 5 minutes, my drunken boyfriend is falling through this crack.
That's delightful.
Laughing like the idiot that he is the entire fucking time.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what you gotta do.
Until he ends up on the floor.
That is the only response.
Right.
It was...
That's yep. delightful. And meanwhile, yep. everyone else in the house is going, what are those two up to?
Well, they can't be having sex. They've got two separate beds. anyway.
Right, like Rob and Laura, or Wilma mm-hmm. and Fred.
Yep.
Shit.
So yeah, that was a delightful awesome. Moment in my week in Kansas City. Also, I mean, we did Christmassy things. Christmas Eve, we actually spent at his niece's house, his niece who is 10 months younger than him. Mm. So, like, his sister niece, which mm-hmm. sounds weird and gross.
Oh, not at all.
But, like...
I have...
Yeah.
I have cousins that are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sisters.
Similar kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so we just... We went over to her place and had a bonfire in her backyard. And sat around a fire in, like, 50-degree weather on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day got up to 65.
God damn it.
That
sounds amazing.
I thought I was prepared to hear about this.
That's nope.
So good.
Turns out I'm not.
No. You know how I wear this super fuck-off coat?
Yeah.
During the Minnesota winter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks like a happen. Sleeping bag that's
that
dancing.
Sounds awesome.
I love that sleeping bag coat.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I was just outside in this sweater.
Yeah.
Also pants, but, you know, like...
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at Joe's mom's. God. I'm a little classy. But
yeah,
then...
You hear that gesture.
Yeah.
All right.
But the rest of the time, we ate a bunch of barbecue. We drank a lot. His family is just as ridiculous as he is.
Awesome.
Except
also
for
scary,
his mom, awesome, who scary. Just seems to have accepted her fate.
Oh.
Like, every once in a while you can see her looking around like, yep, these are mine. All right.
Oh.
At one point, a few of her sons were talking about flatulence. And I turned and I looked at her and I went, Sarah, your family is delightful. And she started laughing. And that became our joke.
Nice.
Many times throughout the course of the week. Sarah, your family is delightful. Yeah. So, let's see. There was another thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, two more things from Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, Kansas City has a jazz district.
Mm-hmm. Story checks out.
I mean, you can get jazz in many different areas, but they have a specific jazz district.
Right.
So, there's a place there called Mutual Musicians Foundation, which is like... It is... Well, I'll describe that in a second, but I had to go to it having heard about it. So, Joe's like, okay, well, they open at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
They open at midnight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get there at midnight, and they're not open.
Need some place for the people who were in the bars to go to.
Oh, they're on jazz time.
No.
Oh, okay.
They actually don't open till 1.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, jazz time.
So we went down to... No, that's like their scheduled open time.
Yeah,
yeah. If it was jazz time, they'd be scheduled to open at midnight.
Right.
And open at 1. Anyway, so we walked down to the end of the block to grab a drink at a nearby bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into this bar, and we get patted down. And they look in my purse.
Giggity?
Yeah, that's the kind of neighborhood we were in.
Yeah.
Huh. So, you know, the kind I grew up in. So I felt right at home.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I'm like, yep, Joe brings me to all the classy places.
Yeah.
And we go in there and we order a drink. And we show the bartender IDs. She goes, Minnesota. You know what the weirdest thing is about Minnesota? Meat raffles. Hey, Andrea. Andrea, do you know what a meat raffle is? You guys, you got to tell Andrea what a meat raffle is. Hey, Andrea, come here. These people are going to tell you about a meat raffle. Now, how
shit.
Have you ever tried to describe a meat raffle to somebody who didn't know what a meat raffle was?
Yes.
Without making it sound weird as fuck all?
No.
Okay.
I've done the first half of that.
But I was like, I never realized how weird meat raffles were until I had to
try. I tried to describe anything about Minnesotan life, it involved the phrase, I rode my spider wife to Target. So,
no. Yeah, right.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's a raffle.
It's a raffle.
And the prizes are meat.
Yeah.
That's
it.
That's a meat raffle.
Wheel of Fish.
Yes.
Except...
Good job.
Not that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's somehow meat raffles are weirder when James describes them.
It's because he's not describing one at all.
Anyway. So, yeah, that was an absolute highlight of my trip. That's
okay, it's like Hollywood Squares, but it's all cows instead of celebrities.
James,
drink more. God.
Oh. Mm. Anyway. What else?
But then, so we finally get over to Mutual Musicians Foundation. Mm-hmm. Now, Mutual Musicians, you have to go. This is an experience. You walk in the doors of, and as soon as you get inside, you're like, huh, American Legion? Hmm. Maybe a VFW?
Kind of that.
That kind of church basement?
A little
kind
of
that kind of like 70s basement-y feel.
Yep.
Right?
Same tile for the floor.
Right there
the
with
ceiling.
You. Yep.
So we and there's a little windowy box office thing, and they're like, you know, you here to see some jazz, blah blah blah. But they're joking with you the entire time. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, I should note that for at least the first hour, I was the whitest person in that building. Mm. And then Joe was the second whitest person in that building. Huh. And then, just a sea of black folk. Mm-hmm. Except for, I take that back, the bassist was pretty white. But otherwise...
But he's a bassist, he doesn't count.
Yeah, bassists don't matter.
They're not people.
Right? But yeah, so
I'm gonna go get a beer.
The nature, the subculture environment of this establishment is giving shit.
Oh yeah.
And so we go to go up to the bar, and the bartender starts like slowly checking to see if we're down to play.
Testing the
kind
waters,
of a thing, right?
But you're a vampire.
I was like, all right, good job on testing your audience. Let's go all in.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we just started giving each other shit the entire time. And then Joe asked if he could play the piano. Now, in this one floor, the main floor where you walk in, there is a small stage with a super classy grand piano set up. Mm-hmm. And Joe has been in this establishment and played the piano before.
Right.
But, nope, don't interrupt.
Okay.
But you have to ask, oh God, I can't remember his name. It is a one syllable name.
It's like Sid or something like that.
I think it starts with an H.
Hugh?
Hef.
Maybe Hef, actually. I don't remember for sure. We'll go with Hef for the sake of the story. A guy behind the bar is like, well, you're going to have to talk to Hef. It's his piano. He doesn't let anybody touch that piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe goes and he talks to Hef. And Hef's like, or Joe goes, can I play your piano? And Hef goes, can you play? And Joe's like, yes, I can't play the upstairs, but I could play here. And he's like, you got 1 minute. and so Joe gets up to the piano and plays a little ragtime, and he doesn't get kicked off after a minute, he gets to continue to play the piano.
Yep, that was
but
his
that's,
minute
yeah,
grace period.
You get, you get 1 minute.
Impressive.
You know, good, I'm kicking you off.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So that kind of whatever.
That sounds amazing.
And then the walls... it is, the Mutual Musicians Foundation is... somehow tied to historical, possibly like a historical society or mm-hmm. some kind of historically based group.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The walls have museum-like information along the side about different jazz and jazz culture and all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one wall that's basically just a sea of black faces of jazz. It's just like... and then... Yeah, so that's kind of the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
The upstairs is where the show is happening.
Ah.
Hmm.
Upstairs is where the good people are playing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how they do it. There was only a few people there for playing. I don't know if it's like a jazz jam where they, you know, other people can sign up to do it, or you just show up and hope that you're good.
Right.
Or if it's just I don't know if it's just one specific band that plays and mm-hmm. they can invite their buddies. Like, I don't know how this happens. But they were playing. And then they had this guy come up and do some trumpet while they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the song, play another one, playing. Somebody else comes up and does a little bit, playing. They go to do another song.
And then after three songs, like, it's closing time.
Nope. No. They did not stop playing the entire time I was there.
It was one song.
It was multiple songs, but they never got off the stage, is what I'm saying. And that was the impressive thing to me. And while they're playing, like, they start fucking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Like, it would be so-and-so's turn, and they're like, what if I shift this key just a little bit? What if I mess with this tempo right here just a touch? Mm-hmm. You know, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, jazz.
What?
Right.
The hell you said.
Like, actual, yeah. Doesn't matter. Nobody got tripped up. Every once in a while, and somebody does a joke about this, and I can't remember what it was or who it was. But it's a joke about going to listen to jazz, and then suddenly everybody's laughing at a joke that you don't understand. That moment happened. So, like, when the comedian tells a joke, he's like, I don't like jazz because I don't understand the punchline. And as a comedian, that really bothers me. Like, you know. But, yeah. So, like, everybody's playing. And then there's, like, a little shifty thing. And everybody just starts laughing. Right. And it's like, I want to know.
You can't. If you don't know, you don't know.
Right. It's one of those yeah. things. But it was such a good, fun.
Awesome.
Fun environment. The bartender at one point, I go up to order a drink. And he's like, what do you want? I was like, I'm curious about your blue punch. Because I had something just labeled blue punch.
Huh.
And he pauses for a second. And he's like he's thinking about it. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
You know what? I'm not that curious. Just give me the blue punch. He just starts laughing. Mixes me a blue punch. It had pineapple in it.
Oh.
I should have been more curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I just, the poor guy, he's like he's going over in his head, what do I put in that? Do I make it up every time? I might make it up every time. Should I just tell her what I'm going to make up?
Do I give her shit about it, or am I straight with her?
Yeah.
How do I play this?
Honey, I'm not that curious. Just give me the blue punch.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And meals?
I mean, I'm sure I've got 18 million stories, but...
We gotta pick our battles.
Yeah. I think that's definitely good for now. Okay. I think of anything else of major
I'm gonna throw a couple things out there then.
Yeah.
Number one, we took the kids to see Santa Claus before Christmas.
Ooh.
At Blue Sun Soda Shop.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I came home with some sodas.
Yay!
Nice. James, why don't you grab those?
Yeah.
I have two of them that I picked especially for the podcast because I love you guys.
Mm.
We have.
I didn't get you guys anything
State
from KC
Fair
this time.
Soda's Kettle Corn Soda.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And we have W.T. Heck Waffles and Syrup.
Huh.
James?
Yeah.
I was talking to the person, one of the people that was working there, and they were saying this like banana soda tasted just like Circus Peanuts, but they were out.
I'll have to go back.
I tried.
I'll have to find it. I appreciate it.
But just so you know, there is a banana soda that tastes like Circus Peanuts. So go ahead and grab a couple glasses, and we'll try these while I tell my
Divvy
other story.
These up. Some shot glasses.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Those work. Anyway, so I also went to visit my parents. Over Christmas break, and came home just before the blizzard. Because by the way, we had a fucking blizzard. Why don't we go pour?
Yeah.
So I go home to South Dakota with my wife and kids, and we get there and we have a good time and it was fun. But the second day we're there, my uncle shows up. You know, comes in. We're having breakfast. He comes in. We're chatting a little bit, and he looks at me and he goes, "Do you want to go flying?" And I was like, yes. Yeah. And I turned to the kids and I'm like, hey, kids, do you want to go fly in an airplane? And they're like, fuck yes. Except they're kids. So they went, yeah, instead of fuck yes. But I'm paraphrasing.
Whatever.
My daughter
would have at their age. But,
So we're just like, okay, cool. So he's like, we're going to, he goes to the airport to get the plane ready. And I get the kids ready. Mm-hmm. My uncle, it's my mother's brother. Mm-hmm. He retired. He was been a farmer his whole life. He retired about 5 years ago, and after he retired, decided to get his pilot's license.
Yeah.
Kind of that's what he wanted to do for his retirement, to kind of waste some time is to learn how to fly.
Cool.
So he's got this plane he co-owns with another guy, and this thing is tiny.
Oh yeah.
Real fucking tiny.
Yeah.
Like it came up, the top of the canopy came up to like my chin.
Okay.
It's a small plane.
Yeah.
It seats two. Mm-hmm. The two seats are side by side.
Yeah.
But one seat is slightly behind the other, because otherwise your shoulders would not fit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's real tiny. But we get to the airport, and my kids rock paper scissors for who's going to go first, mm-hmm. and. My son wins, and so we get him strapped up, and off they go, and they do a loop around town, and they land, and then my daughter goes, and they go, up, and a loop around town, and then they land. Mm-hmm. And then I drive the kids back to Grandma and Grandpa's house, which is only just 3 minutes away or something like that from the airport, because when my parents retired, you know, and moved back to town, they moved into town. And, gotcha. And the airport's just out of town. And it's a small town. Everything is 5 minutes apart. So I drove the kids back in and then came out. And then I went up. And we flew over my old farm. And we flew over his farm. We just flew around a little bit. And it was a lot of fun. But he was telling me, he was like, I just meant you. I wasn't talking about the kids at all. But of course, me being a parent, I heard, there's a thing happening, kids. Who wants to go, you know?
Right.
And he just went with it. But he told me afterwards that he had a lot of anxiety about it. Because he was like, there's a four-year-old kid. What if he freaks out when we're taking off? You know, like, what am I going to do?
Right.
Nothing I can do, because I got to focus on flying.
Yep.
And we can't just stop.
No.
So he was a little all right, we'll try.
Yeah, but has he met your kids?
Now he has. My son wouldn't stop talking about, wow, look at that. Wow. He was going a mile a minute, apparently. My daughter was no less enthusiastic, but slightly less verbose about it, apparently.
Sure.
And he thought that they were the cutest thing. Just they were so happy and excited about the whole process, and they came down just bouncing. Mm-hmm. You know, they thought that was the coolest thing they had ever done in their life.
Nice.
Not wrong. No. Flying in an airplane is pretty amazing. Pretty cool.
And they're not super old yet, so.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in an air. Honestly, I haven't been up in a single engine airplane since I was not much older than they are.
Hmm. Okay.
Because my dad used to fly years ago. my dad had a pilot's license, and he was on the board of directors for our electric company. And so every year or twice a year or something like that, he would fly up to the state capitol for meetings and stuff like that.
Sure.
But like Labor Day, you know, things like that, you know, when we were having celebrations and stuff like that, we'd go to the airport and we'd hop and we'd fly around a little bit. But I haven't done it since I was like 8. And so, yeah, no, it was really fun to be able to get up in a little engine like that and
sounds
and just kind of fly around and tool around and talk to my uncle, who I haven't seen in, you
right.
know, for fucking ever. But he let me take the stick for a little bit.
Oh.
I know, that was pretty fucking cool.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, just kind of fly over the farm and see the farm and just see the countryside from above for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. It was a super good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
It was.
Yeah. Yay.
So, cool. James?
Let's try this soda.
The kettle corn.
Kettle corn.
All right.
Alley-oop.
Lawn chairs.
You know, that's not bad.
I like it.
That's really not bad at all.
It's kind of got like a cream soda.
Yeah.
Like a cream soda base, but then there's more going on.
Tastes like sugar and butter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the State Fair Kettle Corn Soda is a win.
Yeah, I am surprised.
I'm not.
Well, because I've had other corn sodas, and they they are not they are not that flavor.
That one's pretty good.
So, the usual holiday traditions, brown paper packages wrapped up with string. Very literally.
Tied up with string, James.
How I, tied up with string. Well, okay.
Push your glasses up.
Tied up with string.
Salsa night.
There we go.
All right. So,
Well, actually.
Oh, yeah. God.
which is, like, very literally how I wrap my Christmas gifts, because regular wrapping paper confounds me.
Yep.
So there's that.
All right.
And I can't quarter circle in fighting games either, so there's also that. It's just one of those things.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. So the usual traditions, and then a new one, which was the New Year's Day seafood boil. Yeah. My parents actually bought...
Did you do crawfish?
One of those giant...
stock pots?
Kettles. Yeah.
Kind of like I've got for beer making.
Yeah. Okay. So they bought a second one.
Nice.
And we filled them both.
Nice.
With whole lobsters, mussels, scallops, crab legs, and...
crawdaddies?
Nope. We didn't do any of those, but yeah.
Come down to KC, you'll have to do some.
Oh, I did when I was in Louisiana.
I actually haven't done crawdaddies yet.
And it was the saddest thing, because I was watching them, like, some of the boys were fighting them. And I was like, that makes me sad. And they're real cute.
Don't fight with your food.
Tiny, tiny lobsters. They're so adorable. And and the person that I was dating at the time was like, oh, it's okay. Just when they go to pour them in, you don't have to watch. And then her father, whose house it was like, well, James, you look like a big strapping guy. Come help me pour these in. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you wept tears into the pot.
I was sad about it, but also they were delicious.
Mm-hmm. I just want that snippet. I was sad about it, but also they were delicious.
Yeah. So.
Business card.
Yeah. The title of my memoir.
There you go.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Led Zeppelin cover band album. concept album.
Yeah. Concept album.
The memoir of my Led Zeppelin cover band concept album.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Porno tape. So when we
that's
had like...
There we go.
And my mom was like, well, should I throw some potatoes in there? And my dad was like, no, they'll only get in the way. No,
but you do need some corn.
My sister made cheddar biscuits.
Oh, okay.
Instead.
For you, usually, like a crawfish bake, you do the 3-inch chunk of corn.
I've seen all of that. But nope, we just went with buttery,
just the seafood. Nice
cheesy biscuits, and left there about 5 pounds heavier each.
Nice.
And then we played Boggle to see who would win a chicken.
So it was like a meat boggle.
Yes.
The next thing to describe. When you traveled to Kansas City.
Nope. Oh, yeah, I could barely describe a meat raffle.
But now this is a meat boggle.
Well, Andrea, come here. This guy's going to tell you about a meat boggle.
It's, chicken mingo.
So are you trying to win, or how does it work?
Yes,
chicken. Duh.
No, yeah. I'm saying the people in KC would be...
Oh.
It's let's make a deal, but all the contestants are in a frying pan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there's that. I did not win, but my sister, being a loving big sister, was like, I want you to remember always that I beat you. I won this handily. And I am now graciously giving you my prize.
Mm. Oh.
Right. Because, you know, winner, winner, chicken dinner. But she...
I get it.
Yeah, she gave Bryn and myself the chicken to take home. And now it's becoming a soup.
Mm-mm.
Now it is sitting in a bath in my kitchen.
Yes. A bath of vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We convinced it that it's a bath bomb.
A spa, if you will.
Oh.
So... We were scheduled to head to, I want to say, like, 3 different New Year's parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back to Bryn's place, also Jenna's place, and Bryn was working on some art, and I was like, yeah, well, maybe, you know, God, the weather is not great, and it's 6:30, and we're old now, and figuratively speaking, and
whatever, like, youngins,
you know, some of these are pretty far away, and I really don't want to be driving at like 2 in the morning,
right?
So we went to the one that was closest, but then when I checked the, and we decided we were just gonna do one, we're just gonna go to one party. And we looked at the one that was closest, and it said that it started at 10. We thought it started earlier.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, well, we've got an hour and a half. So we watched The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She had never seen it before. And she's, you know, making guesses, and she's like, oh, no, that just, I can't believe, no, tell me that this isn't, oh, no. You know, like, it's just getting into it. And then we got through the first half of The Wedding Singer, and then we were like, all right, we're going to go. Because I got a text message from the host that was like, we have so much food, come help. And I was like, it's not 10. And he went, the Facebook thing is wrong.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. We drove over there at good speed, and then we helped them with all of that food, being the giving souls that we are.
Oh, that is so... Way to fall on that.
Yeah, and they had handmade a pepper sauce reduction that they had basted tiny wings with. That is so good. It's so good. And
was it good?
It's so good. And they actually sent us home with like a door prize thing, like a little.
Was it a chicken?
No. Interestingly, no.
What?
No, it was...
If it wasn't, then it wasn't terribly interesting.
Well, it was bath bombs with Pokemon inside.
Less
them.
Interesting than a chicken.
Handmade bath bombs.
Less interesting than a chicken.
A couple
I stand by my statement.
I understand, honey. So
yes, dear.
And they also sent
yes, dear, shut up,
with,
I'm talking.
With jars of, like, pepper jellies and the sauce that they had used for the wings.
But, like, no meat.
No.
What's the fucking...
No, we... I was so full of meats at that point. So full. But, like... Of meats.
Meat.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah.
Okay.
Well, because at the party, they had, I want to say, like, five different kinds of deli meats out. Mm. And then they had the chicken wings in a crock pot. And they also had meatballs in a different one. And, like, we ate ourselves simple on those. Well, we were watching something that was super weird. So we were all riffing on the New Year's Eve party that's on TV because it's an atrocity. And then when that was over, Nathan, the party host, was like, hey, I'm going to show you this cool thing. One of my favorite YouTube channels has something called Kill Count, which is where they go through a horror movie moment to moment.
Mm.
And they count the kills and they talk about the film and the production of the movie, and it's pretty fucking fascinating. Mm. But this movie, Society, is probably one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So, if you're into... Lovecraftian or Cronenbergian, yeah, horror. Just I don't know. Maybe still don't watch it.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So yeah, somebody on screen gets turned inside out, ass first. So there's that.
I had a date like that once.
Yeah. Not a pleasant film.
Mm.
But. Yeah, that was, went on a winter date, picnic with soup, and just kind of relaxed for the last few days, putting my plate
soup
together.
Soup picnic? Wait.
Yes.
Soup picnic.
Soup picnic.
Soup picnic.
Outside.
In the woods.
In the woods.
In the woods.
Soup picnic in the woods.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter in Minnesota.
Yes.
She was never heard from.
Not true.
Is it, Kyle?
Jesus, man.
That's not Kyle. Kyle's the funny one.
Ah.
And he was never...
there's that.
Should we take a break, you guys?
Yes, are you better have.
All done, James? All right, all right, well, in that case, let's do it. We'll be right back right after these messages.
After these messages. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
The outro.
And we're back. I'm what? Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And now we are moving on to the...
Waffles and syrup.
Waffles and syrup.
Oh, wait, I better clear this
soda. One.
We'll find
out if this truly is WT Heck or not.
I just want to move it on you now. Don't spill. Good job.
That was pretty fucking close, too.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Get it in the hole, James. All right, here we go.
Never mind.
All right. Alley-oop.
Smells like...
Teen Spirit?
Mm. No.
Hmm. It's...
It smells syrupy.
Does smell syrupy.
All right.
It smells like maple syrup.
Yeah, I mean,
there's definitely a flavor other than syrup.
Yeah. The after effect is more waffly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, syrup. Oh, there's the waffle.
Yeah.
Kind of that buttery doughiness in the back. Yeah.
Well, these are both pretty okay. I thought I was going to like the waffles and syrup more, but I
thought I was going to hate the waffles and syrup.
I like the kettle corn better. I wasn't sure that I was going to like either of them, but
yeah.
No.
I thought it was going to be the opposite way around.
I'm not big on either of them, but I will definitely drink either of them.
Yeah, I don't think the waffles and syrup are quite my thing.
Yeah, it's not as good as the kettle corn ones.
I'm going to give this another try.
Here, you can have all of that.
Oh, sure.
I'm going back to the birch beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yay, birch beer.
Figured I'd give those a shot, see if they were any good.
In a shot glass. You gave it a shot.
Get out.
Okay.
No, wait. Hold on. We need you for credibility.
Well, we also need her for the Fast Five. We'll wait.
I just picked a button at random. Okay, good.
Oh, credibility.
Well, you put it that way.
Let's try.
Fast Five.
There we go. Okay. That's what I was waiting for.
I had to get to a point where I could whisper say.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how Fast Five works. We've been doing this for 10 fucking years. You know how it works.
Jesus Christ.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Mav!
Yay, Mav!
First one of the year. Mav says, good evening, Apropians.
Ooh.
Here I sit building...
Apropians?
That's... Apropians.
Apropians.
You're an Apropian.
Here I sit building a new website and communication suite for our trivia team.
Aw.
Yeah!
I get to notice that AON is in need of a Fast Five.
True.
Alrighty then, let's get you a Fast Five.
Yay!
Question number one.
Fuck!
I'm sad to say that the first Fast Five of the year is Dick or Tooth.
Dick or Tooth?
Yes.
Dick or Tooth. I mean, I was going to say I'd rather have teeth in my mouth, but...
But that's not entirely true.
I don't want my dick in my mouth. But no. I do want my teeth in my mouth, but I don't want somebody else's teeth in my mouth.
Would you rather have a tooth in your dick or dick in your teeth?
Dick in my teeth.
Dick in my teeth. Dick in my teeth, dick in my teeth, dick in my teeth, dick in my teeth.
Penis behind the ear, penis behind the ear, penis behind the ear,
penis behind
the ear. I'm sorry, did I spoil that? Oh. Gosh, I'm very sorry. It seemed like you two were having fun.
I'm gonna go dick.
Nobody is surprised by that.
Dick. Hey! It's not always dick.
I didn't say it was always dick.
That's fair. Mm. But, you know.
Sometimes dick. James and I are around.
Huh.
All right.
Dick.
Dick. Dick, 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 dick.
I'm going to go with...
Dick.
Dick.
Oh.
I'm not. I don't even know if I
twice a day, but I wash my areas once a day.
I scrub my teeth once a day, and I scrub my dick four times a day.
What have you been eating?
Oh, No, it's not that kind of scrubbing, James.
Oh. Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, I said tooth.
Oh, did you? I missed it.
I also missed it.
Yeah, sorry.
So you were unclear.
Sorry.
Okay. Question number two. Shoe or bowl?
Shoe or bowl?
Bowl?
Bowl. B-U-L-L.
I think a shoe horn is more useful.
Oh.
Than a bull horn?
Yeah. Because I'm plenty loud.
That's true.
I used to, in my youth, think shoehorns were silly items, and now I own a shoehorn, and it is the best.
Oh. I should get a shoehorn.
Yeah, I've been contemplating.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of getting like a sitting shoe thing for the back storage area.
Oh. Yeah.
Because... Yeah, I'm getting old.
I actually recommend the shoehorn that's like 2 feet long.
Yeah. That way... Does it look like little snacks that you get from IKEA? Have you not seen the ones that look like snakes that have like the little face on it?
Well, you said snacks at first. And that
snack.
Was really
snack.
Snack. Like, it's no, one of the, no it's what the kids snack. Call a snake. It's a snack.
Snack.
They call it a snack?
Snack.
Yeah. Snack.
Yes, that's... They eat that?
Not snack. Snack.
I mean, if that's they're gummies.
What you...
Oh, all right.
Those are two different words, buddy.
Okay.
So, I'm going with shoehorn because of the They Might Be Giants song, Shoehorn with Teeth.
Which is better than a shoehorn with a dick.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say that's correct.
I can't remember which one it is. Is it this one?
No, that's definitely
no.
Right.
No. No.
I think it's probably more appropriately this one. No, not. I hit the wrong.
How did you both become terrible at this very suddenly?
I haven't fucked around with this in like 3 weeks.
Oh, there we are.
There we go.
It's not the song I wanted.
I chose shoehorn.
All right,
just now.
Jenna?
I also chose shoehorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm, first.
I went with bowl. Question number three. Mm-hmm. Grocery or dime?
What kind of store?
A dime store is way more fun than a grocery store.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with that.
All right.
Dime.
Question number four. Murder.
Ooh.
Or conspiracy.
Oh, wait, I forgot the thing.
There. Oh, murder or ooh, conspiracy? Yeah.
Dun, dun,
conspiracy. Dun. What if it's a conspiracy to murder?
What if you murder the conspirators?
I mean, that's usually how conspiracies work.
It's not even close to
that. No.
Conspiracies are not always about murder, James.
It's not about murder. It just contains murder.
No, it does not.
Not murdering the conspirators, anyway.
Oh.
Conspiracies the do not necessarily maybe. Have murder.
Not necessarily, just the good ones.
Sometimes they're, you know, bank fraud.
Right, with murder.
I'm going personally with...
Yeah, there we go.
Murder.
I'm going to go with murder because a murder mystery dinner is, I think, probably a lot more fun than a conspiracy.
Are you kidding?
Mystery dinner?
Nope.
Everybody wearing tinfoil hats and talking. Are you kidding? A conspiracy dinner would be amazing.
I may need to put together conspiracy dinner packets.
This sounds so much. Oh my god, this sounds like
is this
so much
a thing?
Fun.
Speaking of which, Sorcerer Apologist.
What you
is
do is
still
you
going.
You wait till everybody is. I know.
Oh,
I've
know.
Been reading them.
I
wait till
too.
wait till everybody's halfway done with their meal and then say, "All right, now who has eaten who has discovered the message in their meal or something like that?" You know, like there's conspiracy meat. Oh, there's so
you serve the dinner in a tin foil hat.
But then they couldn't wear it without until they're done eating, and they have to wear it while they're eating.
Oh, well, I was just thinking like a kitchen theme thing.
Or you, well, no, I was thinking you wait until they're halfway done and then say, by the way, don't eat the chicken. It's got, like, nanorobots and the government sent it over or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, birds are government drones.
Yeah, well, of course. What were we talking about now? Murder.
Conspiracy. Murder.
I'm not finding any conspiracy mystery dinners.
Well, that's apparently the thing now.
That we need yeah. to corner that market.
I did already say conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number five. James.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
How did he spell dun, dun, dun? Oh, just.
Or coal.
Dun, dun,
oh, fuck.
Dun. Coal.
Aww.
I think Old King Cole is way more interesting than Old King James.
Ooh.
Now I want to read the Old King Cole Bible.
Verily, he was a merry old soul.
Yes. And Jesus turned the water to wine, and everyone had a lovely time.
Because he called for his fiddlers three, mm-hmm. and they danced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Five brown rings.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! I say coal.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
No salsa.
I mean, she was for a week and a day in Kansas City.
Yeah.
What?
They call it a meat raffle.
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to go...
It's like a raffle.
Coal.
But you win meat.
Yeah. I think...
My late night conversations with Cole about how to better kick his ass at fencing has been... They've been delightful.
Right. Yeah.
Mav finishes this out by saying, "Oh my God."
Oh.
As I was writing these, I had it in my head what the context was. I hope I can remember it in my next email.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
or
shit.
10 emails. Fuck,
oh,
I can't remember.
No.
Did we change the rules again? Stay tuned.
No, Mav, no. You mad genius. No.
Mad, yes. That's as far as I'll go. Oh, my geez.
Oh, God.
Question number one. Dick or tooth? Which sounds more useful to you? A dick pick or a tooth pick?
Shit. Depends on what you're trying to get out of your teeth.
God damn it, I... Gotta switch to tooth.
Yeah, I've gotta switch to tooth.
Yeah, I gotta switch to tooth.
Cause
or stick with
tooth. I have never had a useful dick pic. No, that's not true.
Care to elaborate or
I got a dick pic that made me laugh.
A dick pic would be really useful.
Yeah.
I've seen that you can purchase for your guitar picks that just say dick on them.
Mm. Oh, that would be useful.
That would be useful.
Mm-hmm. I'm still gonna go with toothpick.
Yeah,
they're just toothpick. They're super handy and versatile.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shoe or question number two.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Shoe or bull? All
right.
We were close.
Oh.
We were going in the right direction, but there was more.
Mm.
Which one would James find more useful as a prop at Fest?
Oh.
A shoehorn or a bullhorn?
Shoehorn.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
You could make so many puns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And that shoe... You could pretend it was a guitar, a back scratcher, and all... Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm going to fight with it.
Yes.
And like, I don't mean use it as a sword. I mean, I'm going to use it as an opponent.
Yes. No, yeah. I don't...
Yeah.
Shoehorn.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Question number three. Grocery grocery or dime.
Okay.
Let's forget for a moment... That we are such responsible adults doing our daily adulting things.
Done.
That's it. No context. Let's just forget.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Not kidding, but seriously, which one would you rather see Justin Bieber fight his way out of? A grocery bag or a dime bag?
Well, I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure he's already done one of those. a grocery bag. He's a very small man.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'm fine with either, really.
He's also a Canadian and a hockey player.
Yeah.
Like, surprise. No, like, Justin Bieber is actually not a bad hockey player.
Oh.
He actually played, a few years back, he played in the like, celebrity NHL, like, mm-hmm. hockey tournament.
Really?
Yeah, Justin Bieber is a Canadian. That's what they do up there, eh?
Canadians.
I would say Dimebag, just for pure entertainment value.
Yeah, I think I'm going to switch to Dimebag, because I feel like I'm being sizist right now. Was there a date?
That's not the one I wanted. It was this one. There we go.
Both equally accurate.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
First one and then the other.
Question number four.
Damn it.
Murder or conspiracy?
Uh-huh.
Which would you be more frightened to be chased by? A murder of crows?
Mm.
Or a conspiracy of lemurs?
A conspiracy of lemurs would be really cute.
Yeah, it would be really cute. I'd say crows, personally.
I also think crows are cute, though.
You think everything is cute?
Not everything.
You thought the fucking crawfish were cute, James.
Okay, but they super are.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
They're like claw shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp aren't cute either, James.
They're pretty cute.
See? I rest my case, Your Honor. No further witnesses.
Damn it.
How do you feel about sea monkeys?
I mean, they're brine shrimps, so they're, like, extra cute.
I don't know if this case can get any more rested, but it's pretty fucking rested right now.
It's taking a 100-year-long nap right now.
I'm going to say crows, because, like, the pecking.
Yep.
Yeah.
They are meat eaters.
It's true.
Yep.
All right. Question number five.
Ah.
Falling down on the job.
James or Cole?
Uh-huh.
I think I will take a brief moment and provide a bit more context for this one.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, goody.
I am sure by now you all know our good friend Salsa.
Yes.
If you don't, well then, allow me to introduce you to him. Everyone, this is Salsa.
Hi, Salsa.
Salsa, this is everyone.
Hi, Salsa.
Salsa enjoys slow walks along the beach.
It's the only kind he can have.
At sunset, and loves lengthy conversations with large groups of loud people in an open forum.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
One of his favorite topics is his great appreciation for colors.
Oh, God.
Bright, vibrant colors that seem to widen the spectrum of imagination.
Jesus.
So, who is more likely to pick on Salsa about his favorite topic of choice?
Me, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
James or Cole?
Yeah, James.
Yeah.
Gotta switch to James.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh, I'm not done here.
Oh.
Oh.
I appreciate that you all answered.
Yeah.
Note, if you said Mav, then you win the grand prize of watching Mav do it again and again and again. Thankfully, nobody did.
Can I change my answer?
No!
We'll do it for the next
no!
Team, out of the six.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. No! No! No!
It's difficult to keep the rules correct.
We wrap this up by saying, there you go, my friends. Another fast five for you to enjoy.
Thank you, Mav.
I do have a big surprise for you all very soon.
Ooh. Oh,
definitely
God.
Before Die Laughing, so keep your eyes open for that.
Oh, God, Die Laughing.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Speaking of.
Yes.
I hope you all had an amazing holiday season, and we will talk again very, very soon. Emotions and stuff. Mav.
Thank you so very much, Mav, for the Fast Five. Thank you, Mav. It was on short notice, and we do appreciate that very, very much. Thank you for in advance for... Thank you, and I'm trepidatious in advance for whatever it is you have for us. yes, we will definitely see you.
I trust you, Mav.
Oh, who I trust him, too. That's the, yeah.
Who has a shout-out?
I've got a shout-out. Because, okay, so this one takes a little pref. Yeah, I did that just for you, Salsa.
Gross.
Salsa's leaving. He doesn't, he's
after I'm all sorry, these years, Salsa. You finally did it.
Salsa, I'm sorry. I still need you to push the button, Salsa.
Yeah, that fart cupboard's not going to fill itself.
Yeah, there he goes. All right. Yeah. Oh, that was juicy.
Yeah.
So anyway, no. I want to give a shout out to gas station bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're handy.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I drink a lot of liquid when I'm traveling, and, I made it. And I was really glad that it was there at the time that I needed it. So, thank you, gas station bathrooms, just for your existence. Mm. Yep.
I think that's a solid shout-out.
Mm.
James?
I would like to thank people who invented and sell inexpensive shoe spikes that you can put on and take off of your boots and shoes. Mine have served me well already, and I just purchased and sent a pair each for my parents. Because my mom fell down a couple of times last year, and it was real sad. And my dad fell down and broke his collarbone. And it was sad, but also karmically funny. Because he was advising my mom on how to walk on ice at the time.
Ah!
So I've purchased spikes for both of them. And I hope they get good use out of them and are safe this winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knee spikes.
I am going to give a shout out to my friends. I won't name them, but we went and had New Year's Eve at their house with all of the children.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was good because there were all of the children, and we made homemade pizzas and had nosh.
Oh, nice.
The kids all went downstairs and watched movies. And then we did the countdown at 8 p.m., and then proceeded to just basically let them fall asleep and watch movies while we stayed upstairs for the actual. And then, like, it was like, Happy New Year! And 5 minutes later, we're like, we're out the door. Bye! We're going home now. Because I almost didn't make it.
Aww.
I was real tired. But thank you to our friends for having kids and having us over to celebrate the New Year's in a way that makes it fun for them as well as us.
Good call.
Nice.
Who's got something to plug?
Oh boy, howdy.
Indeed.
Are you ready?
Bring it.
All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is Die Laughing.
What?
What, bitches?
Never heard of it.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Gonna stab you in your sleep.
Can you at least wait for me to move to a minimum safe distance? Out of the splash zone?
Hey, you. Yes, you, listener, that is either local or willing to be local the final weekend of March. Have you ever thought about performing a show? Have you performed a show before and would like to perform one for Die Laughing? Yes? Yes, you say? Oh, my goodness, the performer application is live!
Woo!
Yeah! I've already gotten a shit ton of applications in, so, go fill that bitch out.
Don't waste any fucking time.
Yeah, go to dielaughingmarathon.com, and there will be a post for that, plus a link along the top. Yes, James? I don't remember.
Yes.
Did we put one there? I thought so. Okay. Yay, yes. Good. I was fairly confident, but I couldn't remember. Then this weekend, I'm trying to pull up the thing. Sorry. You know what? Somebody else plug something while I pull this up.
All right. Both James and I will have the same thing to plug. Fearless 5 is mm-hmm. coming up. We are going to be starting rehearsals in just a week here. We're gonna get right into it, and then we'll have rehearsals for a few weeks, and then we'll do a show. But James is one of the writers. I am one of the directors.
I'm chopped liver.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you said you and James, and then started talking about Fast Five, and I'm like, I'm involved.
No, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jen is involved too.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all. I just want to be included, you guys.
Yeah, no, but James is one of the writers. I'm one of the directors, and as I was getting to, Jenna is the what are you the
mentor director?
The mentor director, is that what your title is?
I believe so.
Okay. Basically, Jenna doesn't do anything unless we really need help, and then she does everything.
Yep. Or I tell you how to exactly, do everything, yeah. Actually. I still don't do shit. I just talk sometimes.
Sure. But make sure that those of us with no experience don't fuck it up too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Fearless 5 will be coming in the second half of February. Stay tuned for that.
I'm really excited.
Okay. This weekend, January 11th, this Saturday, SmackDown 24-Hour Play Festival.
Ooh.
I and one other person this Friday night at 9 p.m. are going to get locked in a room together.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, it's not locked, but, you know. We're going to be thrown into a room together.
So it's not like an escape room type
thing? No.
Okay.
I mean, now it is. And we have until, I believe it's 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. to write a 10-minute play.
Oh.
At which point, that play will be handed over to a director mm-hmm. with a cast.
Ooh.
And they will have until 6 p.m. to learn that play and make that play performance ready. And then, the part that you, listener, can participate in,
mm-hmm.
this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Stepping Stone Theater in St. Paul, you can go see that play.
Well,
along
time,
with five other plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Fearless 5 was condensed into 24 hours.
Yeah, like a soup.
But that's
like a meat wrap.
You don't know what you're going to get.
I don't know what you're going to get. I don't know what I'm going to do.
But if you mm-hmm. really want to see raw creativity happen, mm-hmm. that's the place for it.
One of the quotes that they have on here, the resulting plays could crash and burn, turn out mind-blowingly awesome, or maybe a head-spinning combination of the two, from the City Pages.
Nice. Huh.
So, yeah.
Neat.
So, yeah, I will be doing that. The other thing I want to plug is next Tuesday is Fearless Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My daughter will be performing.
What? Neat.
Yes. So we should all go to that and support my daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also everybody else on stage and Fearless Lab in general also and Fearless that. Productions in general. But, mostly my daughter. I'm a mother. I'm allowed to be biased on this one.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's all I have for this week. Next Thursday is also Double Blind.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're going to
get that one on your calendar,
we're
going to
talk
away.
About Fearless events. This coming Sunday is Fearless Presents.
Oh, sure.
This is Comedy Fight.
Yes.
Which is a good show.
It is.
Stems from Die Laughing, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Die Laughing.
I know. It's fingers are far reaching. Mm-hmm. Double Blind Improv also came from Die Laughing. So, I mean, mm-hmm. yes, that's.
There are a lot of shows.
Get
that came
yourself
from Die
involved
Laughing.
In Die Laughing, because mm-hmm. fucking seriously. Yeah. Anything else? All right. Well, if that's it, then thank you again to Mav for sending in that Fast Five.
Hey, Mav.
Again, on short notice. We appreciate that. And everybody else who sent in their Fast Fives, thank you. We will get to those in the coming weeks, obviously. Thank you Thank you all for listening for all these fucking years and coming back in a new year and still sticking with us.
Just 10 years, really, for this goddamn podcast?
Almost. Jesus. It's almost been 10 years. We're in the middle of the ninth year. We haven't hit the 10-year anniversary yet.
It'd be like July, August-y, somewhere in there. Yeah, okay.
For me, anyway.
For you.
Yeah.
For the podcast as a whole.
Yeah. But, no, seriously, thank you to everyone who's listening into this new year and beyond. Eat the fucking cake.
Bye, love you, bye, 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 bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.